Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Great multitudes came to him. Boy, when the word gets out, you can get healed down there. Yeah, but I hadn't always lived right. Hey, man, I saw some people look worse than you down there get healed. Come on. Yeah, but you know what a rascal I've been. Hey, let me tell you about some people I saw in line yesterday. You look good beside them. Come on, man. Come on. I'm telling you, everybody is getting healed down here. Everybody. Everybody. Oh, let's believe that. See, now we believe that concerning being born again, don't we? We believe that. You couldn't knock it out of us. Nobody can come and tell us, oh, no, that might not be God's will to save them. Are you kidding? No way you gonna make us believe that. No, but they've been mean. They've been bad. They've done this. They did, you know. No! It's God's will for all to be saved. It's not His will that any should perish. Now, when we get where we believe like that about healing, we'll see healings just as regularly as we see new births. We're having to overcome centuries of error being taught in the church. But we're getting there, aren't we? Stay with it. Keep plugging. Don't be mean. Don't be pushy. Just don't change. Off the Bible. 15, are you there? Great multitudes came to him, having with them those that were lame and blind and dumb and maimed and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Not part of them, he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. It's not disease that glorifies God. It's healing that glorifies God. It's not sin that glorifies God. Salvation glorifies God. It's not destruction. It's deliverance. It's not poverty. It's abundance that glorifies God. Now, I've said it different ways, but let me see if I can say it this way. You got to believe this when you don't see it.
That's right.
You got to proclaim it when everything around you tells you it's not so.
That's right.
Remember Brother Hagin, Kenneth Hagin, my father in the faith, said, God taught him about prosperity and that it was his will for him to prosper. He hadn't heard it taught, and he got it from the Lord. He got it from the scripture. He got it from the spirit. And he said, I was broke. Every month I'm going in the hole. I owe several notes, and all I've been able to do for months is pay a little interest on them. And he said, I would go and preach God wants us to prosper. And I'd come back and have two nickels in my pocket and have to walk home because my car was so wore out. You know, you had to sell it for junk. And he's preaching what? What's he preaching? It's God's will for us to prosper. Boy, he didn't look like it. He said his family wasn't properly fed. His children weren't adequately clothed. He didn't have money to do what he needed to do. Walk into the meetings.
Amen.
And get there and preach.
Yes.
God wants us rich.
Yes. Glory to God.
God wants us rich.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, he made it.
Yes.
And God blessed him.
Yes.
And usually when he'd tell that story, he'd get to laughing and kicking and say, and he did it too. He's made me rich. And he did. But you don't wait till you see it to start preaching it. You believe it and preach it when it don't look like it. It doesn't feel like it. There were some individuals in the healing school where I taught there at his ministry. Came, had a little boy. I think he was, what was he, about 5 years old, six maybe? Diagnosed terminal cancer. Been in and out of a couple of the best clinics in the world. Nothing against them. They just said they couldn't help him. Nothing they could do. Been through all kind of treatments. They said, well, you know, just enjoy the last days you have. I mean, there's nothing can be done. Nothing medical science can do. As a last resort, they came out to Brother Hagin's ministry because they knew about his testimony. He had been healed, and about healing school. We wound up in there with them. And they stayed with us for week after week. Both of them were attorneys. The man and the woman were attorneys. And we laid hands on that boy. He had, they said he had cancerous growths all in his brain, in his head, and all over his body. Isn't the devil a sorry, mean devil? I tell you what, when he gets thrown in hell, I'm not going to shed a tear. Because he's got it coming. What a sorry devil. He is the destroyer, the killer, the thief. But these folk, we laid hands on that child's head and cursed that cancer, commanded it to die and dry up. Spoke healing over the baby. Well, he didn't look any better. He still had all the symptoms. Still jaundiced and yellow and thin and starving. And his parents took him home. They lived several states away. And I found this out later. They went home and started a healing class in their house. Now the boy still looks at death's door. They're having to pick him up, carry him around. Doctors said he may not live out the week. But they invite people to come to their house. And they proclaim that he was healed, and it was God's will to heal them. You could look at him and, man, he looks anything but healed. But they preached it. Week after week. They proclaimed it. And he didn't die. And he got a little better. Oh, glory to God. And they sent me a picture. Oh, was it about 18 months later? He was smiling. His hair had grown back. He'd put up, looked like a normal, 7-8-year-old boy. They said he's healed. He's eating good. He's gained his weight. He's not having the pain. Glory to God. Doctors say they don't understand it, but he's doing wonderful. And I thought, what if they had waited? We're going to wait till we see and prove. And that's not how it works. You believe, then you see. Oh, come on now. You decide the Bible's true, even though it doesn't look like it in my life. It doesn't feel like it in my life, but it's true. Yea, let God be true and every man a liar. Let God be true. This is true. This is the will of God. Don't care what happened to them or what happened to them or who said so and so, what preacher said or who wrote the book. This is the will of God. This is what I'm holding to. Somebody said, what if you're holding to that and it didn't work? What better way to meet God than with the word of God in your mouth? Saying, I believe you. Sitting around going, I doubt it. I just don't think anything's going to happen. But the word of God cannot fail. I said the word of God cannot fail. And does not fail. Can we believe the word? No matter what. Can you be broke as broke can be and still believe it's God's will for me to be prosperous? Can you believe it? Yes, you can. Can you feel powerless and dumb and unfruitful and unsuccessful and believe you are more than a conqueror through Christ? You've been made the righteousness of God in Christ, and He always causes you to triumph. What if you start believing that and saying it? It'll come to pass in your life. Where are you? Matthew 15, 30 and 31. We read it. Go to 19, verse 2. I'm just about done with half a page. And I had two. But are you planning on coming back?
Yes.
Next week? Well, I hope so. Some folk after tonight, they may not want to. But we are only interested in your good. What do we have to gain? You know, this is for you. This affects you. It's your right. It's your privilege to be delivered, to be saved, to be free, to be healed, to be prosperous. And make up your mind you're going to believe it. And set your face. I remember when the change came in Phyllis's and my life financially. Never forget it. We had already been to Rhema. We'd been there 2 years and graduated. I was already in the ministry. I was traveling. I was teaching in the school. And I got fed up with being broke. Just every time you turn around, not enough, not enough, not a, couldn't do this, couldn't do that, couldn't do the other. And I remember one afternoon I came in from work and I went into the bedroom and it was so strong in my heart, I just fell across the bed and I wept before the Lord. I said, Lord, this is not your fault. I know it's not your fault. The way we have struggled and the way we've been behind and stayed behind year after year and struggled and not had enough. This is not your word. This is not your will. And I don't care what I see. I'm asking you, help me. Help me. Bring me up to what I see in your word, because I'd been studying it and seeing it and preaching on it. I didn't see it in my life, but I saw it in the book. Lord, bring me up to this. Whatever it takes. Hook me up with the people that can help me. Help me to get the materials in my hand. Open my eyes. Help me. Show me what I'm not doing. I cried out to him in sincerity. I didn't see it all that day, but he heard my prayer. I said, he heard my prayer. We weren't out of all our difficulties by the end of the month, but he heard my prayer. He granted my request. It seemed like for the next 5 years, every day, he was showing me things about prayer. The first several things he showed me, things I knew and was not doing. I knew it. Wasn't doing it. How many understand? Knowing is not the same thing as doing. And he took me one by one and one by one. And I'm telling you, we begin to come up. We begin to come out. We begin to have money come in like we never had come in. We begin to sow like we never had before. And praise God, we're still going. But you got to get serious about it and not just lay around and wait and see what's going to happen and say, nah, it's here. It's in the Bible. It's in the book. And I'm going to have it. If Jesus bought it, if he paid for it, I'm going to have it. No matter how long it takes, what I got to do to stand and persist, I'm going to have this in my life.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Ministry of Jesus, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002M. That's R2002M, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.